Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
When you, as a child of God, have the Zoe kind of life, the Bible says you will have joy.
In this message, Pastor Neil explores the deep connection between joy and our intimacy with God. True joy isn't found in circumstances, achievements, or temporary pleasures. It flows from a close, abiding relationship with God the Father. Pastor Neil explains that there are three kinds of life. Bios, our physical, biological existence. Sush, our emotional and psychological experience. Zoe, the divine spiritual life God shares with us through Christ. Only Zoe life unlocks authentic joy. It's God's own life dwelling within us, growing stronger as our relationship with Him deepens. While happiness often depends on what's happening around us, joy is different. Pastor Neil describes it as a sense of undisturbed peace, purpose, contentment, and well-being coupled with a positive expectation and anticipation of God's best for our lives in every situation. He challenges us to reflect. Have you held on to the joy you once had? Or is it time to rekindle that closeness with God? Let's listen to Pastor Neil in this week's lesson. A study of 1 John. Joy through intimacy with God.
In John chapter 14, verse 6, anybody to quote it? I am there. I am there. The truth and there. He's not talking about bios there. He's not talking about suke there. He's talking about Zoe. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the Zoe. That is the context of the word life in that place. What is Jesus saying? So let's define the word Zoe. It's a nice name for people, but it means more. Amen. Anybody here call Zoe? Zoe refers to the uncreated, because bios is created. Suke is created. But Zoe is what? Uncreated. It is the uncreated eternal life of God, the divine life uniquely possessed by God. You can only have this life through a relationship with Jesus. And that is why Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And John is saying that I encountered this life and it made it possible for me to have fellowship, to have intimacy with Him. So what necessitates the intimacy is the eternal life. And there are many people who are not able to have intimacy with God because they don't have what? Eternal life. They have bios, they have suke, but they don't have the Zoe kind of life. I call it, this is the eternal dimension of life. It is not just an ordinary life. It is what? The eternal one, dimension of life. And I want you to understand today that most people tend to think that when they become born again and they get serious with God, some reason, some way, somehow, we are trying to take life from them. So you realize Christians don't like being serious. Because it's as if he's serious, he can't go to a party. It is not about the suke. It is not about the bile. It is about the Zoe kind of life. I've said this and I'll say it again. If the only burger you have is the one they sell in the fast food restaurant, go and try Kobe Burger and you realize you have not eaten burgers. Whatever is in there is different. It's very what? Different. So when people start telling you, I need you to get life, they often mean the first two. Mostly they are not referring to the last one, which is important. When you, as a child of God, have the Zoe kind of life, the Bible says you will have joy. Everybody say joy. Ask the person sitting next to you. Are you joyful? You want to answer them? Please answer truthfully. There are many people who believe that happiness and joy are the same. It's not true. Happiness is based on what is what? Happening. There are three kinds of happiness. There's what I call sin happiness. Then there is synthetic happiness. When you smoke, then that makes you happy. Hush. Then there is stuff happiness. When you have a lot of stuff, cars, houses. And most of you, you have all kinds of things. Yet you are still unhappy. It tells you that real happiness, which we call joy, the real one, does not come by synthetic objects like cigars. And people will go and make laws and they fight over stuff thinking that gives you happiness. When has sin given anybody happiness? Let's go to the party and let's just kick it out. You wake up the next morning and realize with your hangover that you are not a happy chap. Intimacy with God gives you real joy. I pray that you learn it. I have eaten the joy burger. So I don't want to put up with the synthetic burger. It doesn't work right. Do you understand what I'm saying? The average Christian does not worship. We are only just emotional. Praise the Lord. Oh, that felt so good. For how many minutes? Few seconds. I'm talking about joy, not what? Happiness. The scripture says, John says, when we met Jesus, when we lived with him, when we went through places with him, when we were on the ship with him, when he was sleeping, when the waves and the storms were coming in, he says we touched him. We had that level of intimacy with the guy. And it's because he gave us eternal life. That is what gave us the access to him. And once we had it, we had joy. We were mere fishermen, but we were happy. We were on top of the world. So I bet you, what you have will never make you happy. When people are not married, they think that when they get married, they'll be happy. Till they get married. Then they realize, I think I deceived myself. I just deceived myself because now the thing I want is here, but I can't enjoy it. If only I get a big house and I will sleep. They get a big house. They get electronic. The one we sleep on, they call it an electronic where they can adjust who is snoring and who is not snoring kind of thing. They have all these expensive, awesome pillows that they, but they wake up in the morning and they are as sad as something else. Joy does not come from things. Say that with me. Joy does not come from things. Joy does not come from synthetic objects. Right? Say that with me. Cigars, cocaine, crack, marijuana. People call it recreation, all kinds of things, thinking that will make them happy, but they are still sad. There are some who are even changing their bodies, mutilating their bodies, forgetting that you pay a hefty price for touching something God has made. I've seen young people rushing after 18 years to become independent and adult, only to realize that, what kind of mistake did I make? Because this bills, man, it's not good. And sometimes if they had the chance and they put their pride on the side, they would have returned to their parents. Come back home. Me, if you come back home, I accept you. I only give you new rules. Now that you work and you think you are mature, here are the bills. This is your part. This is your portion. The fact that I'm your father doesn't mean you come for free. That ain't happening. Now you work. And we set the rules and how the same way you used to have curfew, you will have some because you live in my house. If you don't want it, go rent your place. Sometimes we are rushing to be happy. Like Eve, we want to be like God, only to have the thing. And they are still not happy. The day they passed the marijuana law and make it recreation, I'm sure there were people who were rejoicing. Did you watch the news? Now they've been smoking and it's coming out of their nostrils. And they are still not happy. Because the God who made you has told you what it takes to give you that perpetual happiness called joy. That one, you can't buy it. It can never be bought. I traveled a couple of days ago to speak somewhere, and they gave me a very nice hotel. In fact, when I walked into the room, I said, ooh, I wish I brought Diana with me. This place looks good. Jeez. All night, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep because my Diana was not there. So I said, why didn't they just give me some cheap room? Because cheap room, expensive room, I can't sleep. Human beings, we are always after something to make us happy. Please get off the high horse. Life is not about your happiness. We can have joy, but it is only in Him. In Him. Amen. Are you learning anything today? So the Apostle John says, that which we have seen Jesus. We have handled Him. We've been with Him. All right? Intimacy with Him made it possible for us to have joy. He says, eternal life opens the door for intimacy. And intimacy will give you what? Joy. Intimacy with God. Intimacy with what? Intimacy with who? Intimacy with who? Yeah. So spend time in prayer, only worshiping Him because you want to know Him. Because sin, stuff, and all the synthetic stuff is not going to get you anywhere. Amen. Have you ever said that the day I move out of the apartment and I buy my house, I'll be happy. I'll be a first-time home buyer. And I will get the tax credit from the government. I will be so excited until they show you the water bill. If you have children, then it's a whole different ball game. Have you ever seen it before? I told my children, when you start making money proper, the first thing I want you to pay is water bill. So you will know how to regulate the water. You will not just go and stand in there and turn it on, and you are standing in there, and you are having fun. Because when I start taking your money to pay for that bill, you will think again. Have you ever bought that new house and then realized the new house didn't make you happy? Because we tend to think that certain things will make us, but God says those things will not. He knows what He's saying. So we better follow Him. Amen. So John says, what you need is joy. Everybody say joy. Okay, now, this is one of my working definitions. We are going to define joy, and I will define it my way. I always have my working definitions based on how I have suffered in life and how I came to a conclusion. Joy is the sense of undisturbed peace, purpose, contentment, and well-being. Joy is a sense of what? Undisturbed peace and purpose and contentment and well-being, coupled with a positive expectation and anticipation of God's best for my life in every situation. Joy is a sense of undisturbed what? Peace. What else? Purpose, contentment, and well-being. A positive anticipation for God's best in my life in every situation. Joy is a sense of undisturbed Come on, talk to me. I want you to memorize it. Joy is a sense of undisturbed peace. I have peace because I am not disturbed, despite what is going on. And that is not something that God is going to do for you. You have to make a decision that in spite of the things that are going on, you choose not to be worried. Did you guys hear me? That's how joy works. I think it's in the book of Acts 26, Paul was before King Agrippa and he was making his defense. And this is what he said. The guy was in jail. He says, I think myself happy. That's what Paul said. So joy is the sense of undisturbed what? So everything may be going bad, but if you choose to say, I'm going to stay positive, and you can do it by your head. So in the place, in the crucible of intimacy with God, when you go on your knees and you lift up your hands and you say, God, I know there are things that bother me, but I'm not here to talk about those things. I have come here today to declare that you are my God. You are over and above the issues that confront me. Joy is a sense of undisturbed peace. You realize that all of a sudden God gives you the kind of peace you need, even though that thing may not have been sorted out. That is why we have women who are not married, but they are peaceful because they know that their joy is not in a man. If that man can't love himself, how is he going to love you? If that woman cannot love herself, how is she going to love you? So joy is the sense of understanding. You choose to be happy. Choose it. It's a decision you have to make. You know, sometimes you're... Maybe I can get into trouble for this one. Sometimes your hormones and your emotions is both ways. So we all have hormones, men and women. You will start detecting the pace. And you go hide in your corner. I'm not too happy. I am not too happy. Child, catch yourself and say, yeah, I'm not too happy, but I am going to be what? Mm-hmm. If you can't catch yourself, that's where you go on your knees. And you say, Lord, I have come. And you begin to worship him. And you begin to lift him up. And God is obligated that once you are in his presence, everybody turn your Bible to the book of Psalm 16. Look at verse 11. He says, in your presence, there is what? Fullness of joy. Once you stay in his presence, God is going to unleash his joy on you. You meet many people. It's, oh, I want to be happy. I want to be so joyful. But the last thing you do is to go to the presence of God. When the solution to the very thing you are looking for, that's where it is. And you have reasons. It is because people don't like me. You don't like people either. They are always on my case. You've been on their case. You just haven't opened your mouth yet. It's in your head. Joy is a sense of what? Undisturbed peace. I found out that anytime I guard my peace, I'm going to be happy. So, if you come into my life and I realize you want to mess around with my peace, I'm not going to let you stay. Amen? Can I give you an example? In the book of John chapter 2, Jesus attends a wedding. You remember that? When he goes to the wedding, we are told that the wine at the wedding got finished. Let's say that the wine is symbolic of joy in the marriage. Because that's a marriage contest, correct? Now, if you look at Jewish weddings, you would understand that it is not one day. It's a long period. Sometimes it lasts more than a week. So there's real planning that goes into it. So the situation that happened with the wine getting finished, there has to be a reason as to why that happened. Guess what? There were people who were gate crashers. Do you understand gate crashers? They were not invited and they invited themselves. Sometimes there are uninvited guests in your life, your marriage, your finances. Uninvited, and they will make sure. And you can't let them go because you think that they have been your friends forever. I found out that joy is the sense of undisturbed what? Peace. So when I realize that you are taking my peace away, you're out. I won't hate you, but you're out. You can't be my body anymore. I need people around me who will push me to stand for God. Joy is the sense of undisturbed peace. And it is also the sense of undisturbed purpose. In other words, I know why I am on earth, so I'm not comparing myself with no one. If you stop comparing yourself with other people, you'll be fine. They have 4 cars, 2 houses, 1 dog, and honestly, if they sat you down, they ask you, you realize that you actually don't even like dogs, but you are adding it to the list, and it's causing you trouble. But I learned that joy is a sense of undisturbed purpose, that I know who I am. I know why Christ created me, and I know why he put me on earth. As a result of that, I am not in competition with nobody. If you think that you are ahead, go. I will come later. Is the word round? That is what they say. It's round or it's a sphere. Correct? So if you have a circle and you are ahead, and I'm not moving that fast, and you move past fast, and you come, are you ahead of me or behind me? Huh? You are behind me at that point in time. Relative to my position, this time you are not ahead, you are behind. There are things we worry about too much. But I learned that joy is not only the sense of undisturbed peace, it is also the sense of undisturbed what? Purpose. That I walk in life understanding that God has put me on planet earth to declare his word to the nations of the world. Whoever hears it, let him hear it. If you don't want it, that is fine. But I will be happy.
Amen.
Your rejection of the word will make me sad. It won't happen. Because one day, you face judgment for the words you rejected. It's just that simple. And some of us, we're just sitting there. If only I can get the same. If I can get the same wig. If only I got this. Remember, there is synthetic and there is stuff happiness. It doesn't last. It doesn't what? I was telling my wife the other day that I think I need to clear my closet. They are not things I sold. They are things, yeah, she sold some for me, and then people gave me gifts, and the place is just loaded. And Sunday morning, I'm just standing there. I used to walk in the closet, and in a minute or two, I know what I'm wearing. Now I can stand there. So I realized that thing is taking my joy. So I got hold of a plastic bag, start putting stuff in. I said, disappear, because you are not helping me out. It is time to guard your peace. And it is time to tell yourself, I have a purpose. In Matthew chapter 25, you all remember from, I think, verse 14 going up, Jesus told a parable about a man who was traveling, and the scripture says that he called his servants and he gave them some talents, and he told them that work with it until I come. You remember that story? He gave one what? 5 talents. The other one he gave what? 2 talents. The other one he gave 1. Listen, we are unequally gifted. It's God who did it that way. Stop jealousy. It won't work. You don't know somebody and what God has programmed into them. For all you know, there's somebody sitting here who is way better preacher than I am. They haven't come out yet. That's why. So when I hear people say, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, I said, that's not true. The reason is that you have not boxed everybody in the world. If they brought you somebody from Todiasi who has eaten... who has eaten a lot of banku in their system, and they start punching you, you realize that this fist is heavy. At that point, you won't call yourself the heavyweight champion of the world. I bet you there are people who I believe they can run. They don't need, those spikes or whatever. They can run with their foot. I used to run 100 meters for my school, and we did it on barefoot in gravel. And my feet has not still healed. They've tried to put it in water. They've done all kinds of... So I personally don't like showing my feet. I just put on my socks. Oh, Pastor, you just like... How many of you realize that I don't like shorts either? Because I have all kinds of wounds that came as a result of playing. All kinds of scars, you know, they are there everywhere. But do you know that sometimes I simply just take off my pants and I look at my scars and I tell myself there were days where these scars were there and it told me that this boy was not going anywhere. But look where this boy is. It is a testament of the fact that God can take me somewhere else. It is the same for you. Don't let nobody talk you into thinking that life is over. It ain't over as long as you are alive. Guard your peace and your purpose. Then he says, joy is the sense of undisturbed contentment. Be content. Be what? I am not in competition. That is how I explain contentment. The words you see is my definitions. That's how I am content because, hey, I'm not in competition. Sometimes you look at your spouse and then you meet another lady and you realize that, man, God is wonderful. Oh, my wife is the most beautiful woman in the world. But you meet someone else and you said, hey, God, you can make people. But you have to be content with what you have. I read a story of a guy who said that his wife was not beautiful after he met this girl. And the girl was like, they shaped everything. The measurements were like perfect. So he came to see me. He said, Pastor, my wife, anything I say, she doesn't listen. No. She's just a knucklehead. So I want to get a new one. I said, when do you intend to do that? That's what the question I asked. When do you intend to have the new one? He said, hey, with your permission. I said, me, giving you permission. I said, that ain't not going to happen. I'm asking you when you intend to do that. Me, I will never give you permission. It won't happen. He said, Pastor, you must understand, this one is perfecto. I said, I see. I told him he doesn't have my permission. So he went behind closed doors. And one day he texted me and said, what is it that you wanted to say that you couldn't say that day? I said, what is that supposed to mean? He said, the girl just told me, as for her, she doesn't play around. If he fools, she will pull a gun on him and kill him. And I said, oh, but it's supposed to be part of the perfect list. You have that, don't you? Because the one you have gives you a little trouble. Be content with what you... Be content. I think a Nigerian I know said, nowhere cool. Do you understand what that means? It means there's trouble everywhere. There's trouble everywhere. Joy is a sense of undisturbed peace and purpose and contentment. And then what? Well-being. It is undisturbed well-being. In other words, I am okay no matter what is happening. Coupled with the positive expectation and anticipation that God is about to turn something around. When I see what God is about to do, I get excited.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text RADIO to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.